Governor, we're coming up to the Thanksgiving holiday, and there are big events, obviously, on Thanksgiving. Do you have any special concerns? You've spoken very, very movingly about your own experience of September 11th. Do you think we are a particular target on Thanksgiving, from the
Well,
terrorists?
listen, I think we're under, I think we're to, should be very concerned about what's going to happen right now in this country, given what ISIS has shown its capability to be. Now, this is a group that the president said last Thursday was contained. This is a group that he said our strategy was working, and they're not contained. What they are is having moved into Lebanon. They've now attacked twice in Paris. This is a group that absolutely is a threat to our country. In fact, the president's own counterterrorism coordinator said it's the biggest single threat from a terrorism perspective to the American people. And we heard just today from the CIA director about the exponential growth of ISIS during this president's term compared to President Bush. We hardly have them contained.
Let's go to John in Houston, Texas. John, you're on the MedVed Show with Governor Christie.
Hi, Governor Christie. Look, I've given money to Ted Cruz, Ben Carson, Carly Fiorina, but I haven't given you any money yet because I think your statements basically represent or symbolize a naivete about what's going on with the penetration into the United States institutions of the Muslim Brotherhood. To wit, look, there is a stealth jihad going on, and there's a substantial penetration of Islamic lobby organizations like CARE by Muslim Brotherhood interests. This is documented.
Okay,
naive about it, and I think you're naive about it, and I want to know what you have to say about that.
Governor?
Well, I'm naive. Well, is he still on the line?
Yeah.
I mean, naive in what sense?
Well, I know
What is what I've said naive? I'd like to know that.
You said that these people who are obsessed about Sharia law in the United States, you've criticized them, but I think that there's ample documentation that there is, in fact, a stealth jihad underway.
Okay, quick, we're running out of time. Quick response, Governor Christie.
Listen, what I was talking about was when they accused a specific appointee of mine of following Sharia law, which was complete ridiculousness and sophistry. And the guy's been on the bench now for nearly 5 years and has gotten nothing but rave reviews from the lawyers and other judges that serve with him. And so this is, you know, this gentleman from Houston reading some website where he doesn't even understand the story, making accusations. There's no one in this race who has been tougher on radical Islamic terrorism than I've been.
In this greatest nation on God's green earth.